Hey, we got Captain Keith from Walleye's Choice Charters. Glad to have you back with us, Captain.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, I really want to talk a little walleye fishing with you. I'm hearing some days have been just spectacular on the bays and northern Lake Michigan waters in general. And I want to remind folks, you do have a charter, and you do take lots of folks out fishing, so you get out almost every single day. Has your charters been pretty decent lately?
Well, I've done fairly well, considering all this rain and stuff. 2 weeks ago, I did several charters on Big Baity Knock and did quite well. And then I've been picking up some pretty good catches south of Escanaba, down by Ford River area. I did a pike charter last Sunday in Nelson's Bay, and we did real well there, casting for pike. So it's all in all, it's been where most times you're catching something, you know.
Well, that's good news. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on right now, though, because it seemed like everything picked up last week, and then it went into a roller coaster ride. It sounds like one day really good, the next day not so hot.
Well, when you get big north winds, then the last couple days we finally got a little bit of south wind. But like I say, it's hit and miss certain days, you know. And you can't be everywhere at once. That's the whole thing with fishing, you know. If you got guys telling me they can catch something up on First Reef, and then you're down at Ford River, and they don't bite. Well, guess what? You find out after the fact, you know.
Yeah. Hindsight, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fishing.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about what you've been using as far as specific lures and crawler harnesses. Can you get into that?
Sure. I've been catching quite a few fish on Indiana number 3. Purple's been great. I got one that's I-68. That's a little brass one with orange edge on it with orange beads. That's been real good. And the old standby I-42 always seems to do fairly well. And when we were doing some casting, we were using just spinner baits, and it seemed like that's what they wanted. So
maybe I should take a second to remind folks that you do make your own crawler harnesses and distribute them to bait shops.
Yeah, correct. I've been doing that since 1985. So
look for Walleye's Choice crawler harnesses on the shelf there. Hey, Captain Keith, can we get you to hang around for our next outdoor report? I want to continue talking fishing and maybe get some tips from you and what you're going to expect with the upcoming weather pattern.
Okay, sounds good. I know I plan on getting out probably Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Hopefully
the weather holds up for me.
Well, let's hope it cooperates and maybe we can pick your brain a little bit about that.
Okay, sounds good, Adam.
We'll continue with Captain Keith from Walleye's Choice Charters and Crawler Harnesses later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.